Alright, this is the resuming of the open session of the Pacifica National Board meeting, teleconference meeting, Thursday, September 19th, 2019. It is 8:50 on the West Coast and 11:50 on the East Coast. I'm Sabrina Jacobs, Vice Chair, Acting Chair. Mr. Secretary, Bill Crozier, please take the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Robin Collier?
I'm here.
Present.
Robin is here. Okay, so Robin is here and Gary are both here, right? Okay, thank you. Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris is here, thank you. Bill Crozier is here. Donald Goldmacher?
Here.
Donald's here. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Dan is here. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina, I know you're here.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
muted.
Here. I'm
here. Okay, thank you. Wally James?
Here.
Wally's here. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah, I went 20 minutes after posting. I'm here.
Dwayne's here.
Yeah.
Adrienne?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And everybody please mute if you have to yawn. Martha Peterson.
Martha asked me to let you all know she had to get off for a family emergency.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Eileen.
Yeah.
Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Okay, Ron is here. Ralph Pointer?
He had to leave, he said.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Sean is here. Eileen Rosen?
I'm here.
Eileen is here. Mansoor Sabah?
How's there?
Mansoor is here. James Egerton? Can't hear you, James. Nancy Sorden? Can't hear you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Alex is here. Tom Voorhees? Can't hear you, Tom. John Brunelli?
I'm here.
John is here. John Tatum? Our parliamentarian?
I'm here.
John is here. Tamara, thank you. Tamara Sordersky? I don't believe she's here. Okay, didn't hear from, let's see, Ralph Pointer or Nancy Sorden or James Egerton or Tom Voorhees. Any of you here? Let me count. We have 18 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, I was muted, Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, so we have 19. Thank you, Nancy.
This is James. I got dropped off for a moment.
Okay. Thank you, James. Got you. That's
thanks.
20 directors present then.
This is Alex. I have a point of order.
Okay.
And Bill, I'd like to be on the stack.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
hold on one second. We need to remind the public and remind everybody else on this board where we left off here on this open session. So, Mr. Secretary, where did we leave off?
I think we should apologize to the public for keeping them waiting for so long.
Thank you for doing Mr. Reyes. Mr. Crozier, go ahead.
The agenda was the motion to set the point of order.
Nobody is recognized except for Mr. Crozier. Mr. Crozier, go ahead.
I have a point of order. A point of order takes precedence, Madam Chair.
I didn't recognize your point of order. I'm recognizing Mr. Crozier so that we can get everything straight, so that the public knows where we are. That is a great concern to this body. Just like do you not care that they know where we are in the agenda, Mr. Steinberg?
Madam Chair, please bring yourself to order.
Go ahead, Mr. Steinberg.
And then Alex, you don't. Point of order. But okay.
Okay. My point of order is. this meeting cannot be a continuation meeting of the previous open session because it was posted by different directors for a different purpose with a different agenda. The open session you had previously was posted by Directors Crozier and two other directors. This special meeting was posted by myself, Grace Aaron, and Tom Voorhees. It's a completely different meeting, so under no circumstances can it be considered a continuation meeting.
Okay, well, tell you what, no one sent me an agenda, so I'm not understanding what rule's being broken or what your question is. You're not. So it's not a point of order. It's not a point of order.
So unless
I get an agenda from these particular these particular directors that you just named, like yourself and I think Director Aaron and Voorhees, then I don't know how we're supposed to proceed.
And Bill, I have a point of order also.
What is the violation?
Go ahead.
What's the violation?
Bill, go ahead.
I don't understand.
I don't understand the violation either, Director Sorden. I'm going to call it dilatory. I can call it whatever I want. That's right. Yeah.
Well, I was going to make a point of order that it's dilatory because we already approved an agenda in the open session that includes the note. This agenda covers both open sessions so that whatever is not completed in the first one can be done in the second. That was approved a few hours ago. So my motion, the next item on the agenda,
I
read that.
There's been a continuation meeting next week.
Nancy, you're not recognized. Nancy, you are not recognized. Stop. Go ahead, Bill.
May I read my motion? Okay, thank you. It's number five on the agenda. And
you're not recognized.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
This is dilatory.
I didn't rule. Second. I just said you're being dilatory. There's
second.
No ruling.
You did rule.
That's a ruling.
Oh, okay.
I second that challenge.
Mr. Parliamentarian.
You ruled that it was out of order.
Mr. Parliamentarian, are you there?
Yeah, Madam Chair. The roll has just been called.
Mm-hmm.
And after the roll was called, someone raised a point of order. And I don't believe that there a rule is broken when you're calling the roll. The next item on the agenda could cause a point of order, but you have not announced the next item on the agenda, nor have you talked about identifying the timekeepers. So excused absences, timekeepers, and those things, points of order could be raised on, but certainly not the roll call.
Thank you.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
What's your point of parliamentary inquiry?
So there was a meeting noticed. Alex is saying there was a meeting notice we've already gone past when the meeting was noticed. And the meeting that we had at 8:30 went into executive session. And the meeting that was supposed to start at 10:30 is supposed to be, the first meeting, I think, should have been continued to another time. I'm asking the parliamentarian. There were three meetings noticed. So how can we honor all three meetings bases? What do we have to do about the first one that was the agenda was not completed before we went into executive
session? Madam Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Not in the middle of the question, no, Lawrence. Hold on.
And the secretary would like to respond to that.
Well,
because it's about the agenda.
In 1 minute.
Okay, I'll be quick. The first meeting, I don't know whether it was adjourned or not, but let's say, for instance, the first meeting was adjourned, then yes, the future meeting would take up all of the unfinished business. However, if the first meeting was not adjourned, then this open session that we're having now would have to include the unfinished business from the first open.
Secretary, may I respond? May I answer that?
Yes, please, Joe, go ahead.
This is, I mentioned earlier, in the first session, in the agenda that was approved in the first session, it includes this note. This agenda covers both open sessions so that whatever it is not completed, it is not completed in the first one, can be done in the second. And it's it in that agenda, it includes adjourn to executive session at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then the next one is a return from executive session to complete items on this agenda. So may I continue with the next item on the agenda?
If,
we don't need to do time pick or anything anymore.
If we had
Nancy, you are not recognized. Nancy, you're not recognized. Hold on.
You're right. But we had a journey.
Hold on a second. I need to know where we're supposed to be in this agenda so we can go back and forth with it, okay?
This
where do we leave off, Bill?
Item 3 is next.
No, Bill. Where did we leave off on the agenda?
Item 3 is next.
Wouldn't we have had to finish the closed session earlier in order to continue
again,
the first meeting before the second meeting started?
Nancy, you're not recognized. Lawrence is... I'm going to recognize Lawrence next because he's been asking to be recognized. Lawrence, please go ahead.
Tom is on
Thank
the
you,
call.
Chad. I like.
Thank you, Tom. Thank
like
you, Tom.
I like us to continue. This meeting is already past 12.
Right.
I happen to be in New York and it's past 12 and I'm sleepy. So I understand what you guys on the East Coast go through. So I'd like us to continue this meeting, this open session, and take care of the business.
Okay, that's what we're trying to do, Lawrence.
Is there a second? Motion to adjourn.
You weren't recognized.
I have a point of order.
And we did adjourn from the first open session.
I have a point of order. This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, this is all dilatory, and... we are infringing on members' rights right now, and I don't want to open us up into any more legal problems and expenses associated with that. This next item, one of the items on it includes an option to set a notice date for membership, for amendments. And if we don't provide for that, we are infringing on the members' rights. We're violating California law, as far as I know, as well as our own bylaws.
We're at time. We're at time, though.
This is dilatory, all the stuff we've been doing for the last...
No, it's not dilatory. This is what we did in closed session.
We're at time. Somebody has to make a motion to extend time, or else we should adjourn. We're past midnight now. That's a point of order.
I already put it on the agenda. Vote on it.
Chair,
I mean, I already put it on the floor earlier, Mavo.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. How many people are talking
on the
right
floor
now? Yeah, I can't hear. Everybody needs to just stop, or I'm going to mute everybody. Just stop, please. Lawrence has a point. Bill has a point. We need to extend time. Grace also has a point. Is there a motion to extend time so that we can at least get through some of this?
Madam Chair, Mansour would like to be recognized.
I have a question to be recognized before that.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure. No matter we extend the time or not, there's an item on the floor and needs to be voted before we adjourn the meeting. That's the procedure.
It was on the floor from the last session. Mr. Parliamentarian.
No, It was on the agenda.
You recognize me before Bill did bring this question to the floor, and I already have full time.
Yeah, Madam Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
I've heard from two members that the open session earlier this evening did adjourn. And that's what I heard from two members. If that is true, and if that is the case, all the unfinished items in that first open session has to be moved to the next regular meeting. If, in fact, that first meeting was adjourned. Now, that would mean that we are now in the open part of the second meeting. The second open meeting is the call for the orders of the day. That's where we should be now. We called the roll so far, but we haven't got timekeepers. And excuse that, except for one. I think Martha said that she would not be in a family emergency. So we need to identify timekeepers for the second open meeting.
All right, timekeepers.
Mansoor would continue.
Robin,
okay, thank you, Mansoor. Thank you, Robin.
We need to extend time.
We have to vote on extension of time.
I already asked for an extension of time. I'll entertain an extension of time. Grace brought that point up. So if nobody's going to entertain an extension of time, then, you know, we got to go through the orders of the day, just like the parliamentarian said.
Then we have to close the meeting.
I started reading the motion. It was
that
on
was
the
from
floor
the first meeting.
Right. So Nancy, if you don't stop, I am going to mute you. Stop it. Or what are you, 5 years old? Stop it.
You're just doing anything you want. That first meeting, the parliament.
No, nobody's doing what they want. Would you stop? You are doing whatever you want. You stop yelling and screaming. Nobody recognized you.
Please
stop it. I think I'm going to have to. This is ridiculous. Stop it, Nancy. All of you.
I'm stuck.
This is an open stream, a live stream, a public stream, and you are acting like 5 year olds. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. We need to be working together to save this foundation. You need to stop. I am the chair. Stop it.
That's a point. You have to handle points.
Yep, you're muted. You're muted. That's it. You're muted until you grow up. Anyway, Mr. Parliamentarian.
May I finish my point?
Mr. Parliamentarian.
Yes.
Now we need to move to the orders of the day because this is all from the last meeting. Is that correct?
That is correct. I heard from at least two members that the first open session adjourned. You cannot bring anything back from that meeting to this meeting because this meeting was a special meeting noticed by three directors with certain things on the agenda.
Okay, now
can I finish my point of order, Madam Chair?
With Director Crozier in the middle of reading his motion, where does that put things? Do we need to go ahead and go to the vote? Does somebody need to call for orders of the day? What can we do to get through this impasse right now? Because people are tired. They're chomping at the bit. We need to get them off the phone so that we can get bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the next meeting and act like adults. What do we need to do to get through this motion or get through this moment right now?
Well, there's no motions yet because the motions are further down on the agenda. So right now, the orders of the day are to approve this agenda for this meeting.
Okay.
May I finish my point of order, Madam Chair?
Yeah, go
don't
ahead.
Don't we have to extend time?
Yeah, we do
point
need
of
to
order
extend time. I've already asked. Okay, hold on a second, Director Aaron. You keep talking about extending time. I've asked three times, maybe more, if somebody would like to extend time. That includes you. So how much time would you like to extend it for?
I move that we extend time by 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Could I finish my board order, please, Madam Chair?
I can't.
We got to extend time, Bill. Please, you know that.
No, we don't. May I finish my point of order?
All right, go ahead. Go.
I second Grace's motion.
The earlier agenda today, which was the earlier part of this meeting, not another meeting, included a provision that we would return from executive session and resume the items on this agenda. It was approved several hours ago. And there's also a note at the bottom that it says this agenda covers both sessions. So this is not a separate meeting in that the PNB already approved this. And I did start reading the motion 10 minutes ago, or maybe like 20 minutes ago. And
okay, got it, Bill. Okay, got it, Bill.
So it's
okay, got it, Bill. Mr. Parliamentarian. Okay, let's go ahead and go to a vote.
I second the motion to extend time.
We need to extend time. Can somebody extend time? Somebody said, Grace said 45 minutes.
I second it.
Two-thirds.
Okay, it's been Bill seconded.
Bill, move to amend. 10 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes? Okay. And then there's an objection.
Second.
Okay, let's go to the vote.
I second.
All right, and it's second by Donald for the 10 minutes. Second by Donald. Adrian? Okay, let's go to the vote.
No, I object. Okay, go ahead. Go to the vote.
You know, we still get to vote on the motion, even if it do not extend time, because it's on the floor. But okay, Grace Aaron.
And this is for 10 minutes or for 45 minutes? This is for 10 minutes or 45 minutes? Move to admin. Okay, 10 minutes. Okay. So yes vote is 10 minutes. No vote is no 10 minutes.
So how did you vote, Grace?
No.
Grace votes no. Carrie Boast?
No.
Carrie votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmecker?
Yes.
Bill votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
We're already 11 minutes past. No. Meeting
votes. Bill votes no. Adrienne LaViolette?
Yes, let's get some work done.
Adrian votes yes. Martha Peterson?
She's not here, remember?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Thank you. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Oh, he's not here. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Egerton?
No.
James votes no. Nancy Jordan?
No.
Nancy votes no. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Let me go back. Let's see. Who did we miss? So Brain will vote later. Martha's not here. Ralph's not here. Alex, I didn't hear you. Alex Steinberg? What can we count? We have 7 yes. We have 11 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Okay.
Sabrina, do you wish to vote?
I see.
Okay, so we have to vote now on the motion that's on the floor.
No, we don't.
It's not on the floor. You didn't know it's not on the floor.
What are you talking about?
I move that we adjourn. I move that we adjourn.
I put the motion on the floor.
Second.
I move that we adjourn. It's not on the floor because
Mr. Parliamentarian, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Motion to adjourn.
Don't blame me for anything.
Motion to adjourn.
We have to go down to 45 minutes. We have to go. The amendment failed.
No, we don't.
Mr. Parliamentarian, do we have to go to the 45-minute vote since the 10-minute vote was amended and turned down? The amendment?
No,
we have to go to the original motion? Motion to extend?
The 45 minutes was replaced with 10 minutes, and 10 minutes was turned down. So now, no, you have not recognized anyone to adjourn.
No, I have not. No, I have not. No, I have not.
Can I be recognized, Chair? Madam Chair, can I be recognized? This is Lawrence.
Bill has been recognized before.
No, Bill has been recognized. Bill, go ahead.
Bill is always recognized.
I was just going to say, the motion to extend time fails, so we need to vote on the motion that I put on the floor earlier.
There was orders of the day called.
Boy, you even got desperate
to
get that shit in, huh?
Go to the vote.
It's not
on the floor.
That is so point of order.
Mr. Parliamentarian.
Point of order.
It's not on the floor. I have a point of order. It's not on the floor because...
You're not recognized, Mr. Parliamentarian.
I have a point of order. I don't have to be recognized. Points of order...
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
The chair has to say, please state your point of order before you go.
Okay.
So right now, the motion to extend time has failed. The meeting is out of time.
Thank you.
All right.
And there's no motion on the floor.
There's nothing on the floor.
There's nothing on the floor.
The motion that I started to read and kept getting interrupted about 25 minutes ago was item B on the agenda.
It was after
Madam Chair. It wasn't 25 minutes ago.
Madam Chair.
It wasn't 25 minutes ago.
I have a point of parliamentary.
It was 8 to 12.
Madam Chair. Nancy,
I have a point of parliamentary. Madam Chair.
Entertaining a motion to adjourn right now.
Motion to adjourn.
Not be recommended.
Second.
Are we going to get to vote on the motion that's on the floor?
No.
Bill, there was... oh, my fucking God.
Parliamentarian just told you you're out of time.
Very angry.
The parliamentarian just told us we're out of time, okay?
But when that happens, you get to vote on what's on the floor.
The parliamentarian said there's nothing on the floor, Bill. There's nothing on the floor, Bill.
I thought I put it on the floor.
It was not seconded. Mansour would like to be recognized.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry that I'd like to ask the parliamentarian. This is Adrian.
There's
Go
a
ahead,
motion
Adrian.
To adjourn on the floor. It takes precedence over everything else. You can't take anything else off
the floor
right now.
It's
a point of order.
I have the floor.
The parliamentarian would like to speak just to ease some things.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian. Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
You know, we have, it might answer your question. Let me just say that in this agenda, the only thing that we got accomplished was to identify the timekeeper. We did not get to the approval of the agenda. And so before that happened, the meeting ran out of time. A motion was made to extend time. The motion failed, and therefore there's no more time left. We did not even get to agenda approval. The motion that Bill had...
But Mr. Tatum, the agenda was already approved at the first part of the meeting. The first very
time.
First
time.
Jesus Christ,
we're out of time.
That was the first.
Why don't you understand?
Mr. Parliamentarian.
There's a motion to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Mr. Parliamentarian.
That's precedent. It's not debatable.
I'm listening.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me mute everybody. Okay, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, great.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, great. So the agenda was already approved at the very first meeting at 4:30 and 7:30 your time, 4:30 our time out here on the Pacific Coast, right?
Okay.
Okay. So we got to the agenda approval. We got to the roll call. We got to the identifying the timekeepers. We had to go into closed session. Didn't get to finish everything, so we had to go into closed session. Time certain. Now we came out of the closed session, and we were getting to the next item on the agenda, which was the motion to set notice date for bylaws amendments. And Bill was about to go into that, or if he wasn't in the middle of it already. Does that constitute a motion being on the floor?
No, it does not, because it wasn't seconded.
Okay.
And you cannot second a motion that was not finished anyway.
Okay. All right. So we should just go ahead and entertain the motion to adjourn. I should get a second on the adjournment for tonight, right? And this would go on to the next meeting. Is that correct?
That is correct. Anything unfinished from the first part of the meeting and from this meeting will come up at the next. Yes, you're right.
Okay. All right, folks. We're going to unmute you. And we're looking for a second to adjournment. Not to carry this meeting over.
Somebody did second
it. Oh, they did, Mr. Pinchback? Okay. And who was that? Do we know who that was? The second to the motion to adjourn?
Dwayne.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you, Ms. Rosen. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Rosen. Rosen. Sorry. Sorry. Rosin, got it.
Yeah, I know.
I apologize.
Sabrina's thinking of roses when she says your name, not Rosin.
I know.
Isn't that sweet?
I love roses. Roses.
Roll call vote
for what?
For this adjournment vote.
It's not debatable. There's nothing to vote on.
No, it's not a debate.
Oh, you're objecting to it? You're objecting to
Yeah, I'm adjourning to adjournment, and I want to see the vote.
Okay. Okay. Bill?
You really want me to call roll for this? Okay.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Can the chair call?
I had a point of parliamentary that we
have. I'd like to ask the parliamentarian a question about this.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Since we are out of time, what could possibly be the meaning of a vote to adjourn failing? I don't quite understand that.
Just give it to us.
Mr. Parliamentarian, Madam Chair.
Chair, yeah, why don't you call that dilatory?
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
The parliamentarian has advised me before, maybe we asked him that one of the powers of the chair is to unilaterally adjourn the meeting. I think that's
all right.
That,
We're adjourned.
Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
20 minutes.
Yeah, except in this case the motion was put on the floor and it was seconded. So that's
okay.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.
And no, you're not adjourned.
Good night, everybody.
Those people are hanging around. If the motion to adjourn fails, then you could reconsider the motion to extend time. That's what could happen.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow.
All right.
That's what
all
I
right. Okay, let's go to a roll call vote then. Roll call vote. Go ahead, Bill. Yes, sir.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes to adjourn, no to adjourn, or no to adjournment, yes to adjourn. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Wait,
what?
So the motion is
say it again?
Is to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
And it's yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes means to adjourn. Gary Bost?
Thanks.
Canary Gary. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier, no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Don votes no. Jan Goodman?
Jan,
no.
No.
Okay, Jan votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Wayne votes yes. Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Martha Peterson?
She's not here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, thank you. Ron Pitchback?
No.
Ron votes no. Ralph Pointer?
He's gone, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes, please.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Excuse me, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Let's see. Gary Bose, didn't hear from you. Martha Peterson's gone. Ralph Pointer's gone. Mansoor.
No.
Mansoor votes no. Only count. We have 10 yes. Eight no's. Carrie, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay.
15.
All right, so fails.
Good night.
We're adjourned.
Good night.
We're adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Madam Chair.
We just wasted 40 minutes.
Thank you, Sabrina.